Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Brian Park. There is this phrase called the wisdom of the crowds. What it means is that a bunch of people thinking together may be smarter than one guy alone, like the stock market or open source software. It does not explain the popularity of boy bands or NASCAR. However, on this section of the show, we like to embrace the wisdom of the crowds. We like to find out what's the most emailed, viewed, and blogged on the internet, what people are telling each other and sending each other. This segment is The Most.
Trisha McKinney.
Mosting it off right off the bat is Trisha in the control room. Go ahead.
Hello, hello. I have the number 3 item on Google Trends. People searching Google, typing in the name Kim Kardashian and the word calendar. For regular NPR types who probably don't know who Kim Kardashian is.
To their credit.
I can't believe I know who she is. I think she fits my definition of a celebrity. She is a former stylist, a very, very pretty young woman. I believe she was in a sex tape. That's kind of how she became famous. Now, and then she's got a reality show going. So anyway,
I believe Jenner is her father or stepfather.
What? Yeah, really? Something
like that. She's like attached her wagon to Bruce Jenner's star.
Okay, so now you know who Kim Kardashian is. The reason people are searching for a calendar is she dates an NFL star, Reggie Bush, and she's apparently shooting pictures of herself to make a calendar for him. But what I really want to talk about is how I've seen Kim Kardashian in the last few days. She's part of this campaign called Celebrity Voices for Burma. And every day
in
May,
Myanmar.
They're putting out, a.k.a. Myanmar, but the campaign is called Celebrity Voices for Burma. And every day they're putting out a video starring some celebrity, or in this case, sub-lebrity. So here is Kim Kardashian summing up the situation in Myanmar.
What's this benefit for again? Burping?
Not burping. Burma.
I was kidding. I wrote my whole thesis on Burma. It's a terrible situation over there.
Ugh, I know, it's awful.
The corrupt military regime has control, even though Aung San Suu Kyi's National League of Democracy won over 82% of the seats in the 1990 national elections.
She almost made it through that line.
Oh,
you gotta
man.
Love her.
Oh, man.
So well, anyway,
bless her heart for trying.
I know, and I went on her website actually, and you know she has fans who have now heard of Burma for the first time, and they may actually want to help.
If you told Kim that the country's name was Lerma, she'd have cut the promo for Lerma. That's how much she knows about it.
Well, she's very pretty.
Also, a debatable point. This is one of the most emailed on Yahoo. Chicago students seek Obama's haircut. Speedy Spud, Weird Al. All right, the headline doesn't tell you what's going on. What's going on is the University of Chicago for over 20 years has been sponsoring something like the mother of all scavenger hunts. 269 items were included in the list. Some of them were get a Nobel Prize winner or Weird Al Yankovic to witness your organ donor registration, get Obama's haircut at Obama's barber shop, or, well, this is my favorite, and someone did it from a couple years ago, bring me a live elephant. Check. University of Chicago students, very resourceful.
That's get awesome. A Nobel Prize winner or Weird Al to witness your...
Are we going to split hairs?
a Nobel Prize winner or someone who's accomplished something.
I think Weird Al should be an acceptable substitute for any person you need for that scavenger hunt.
Also, his parody of the latest particle physics paper was really funny.
Yeah.
Genie.
All right, well, I had a most emailed from the Washington Post. Legal outsourcing to India has grown 60% in the last 3 years.
As opposed to illegal? What do you mean?
No, I mean as opposed to law work. The work of writing contracts, writing patents, doing research and discovery. There's 300,000 Indians going to law school each year, and now they are helping us here with our legal system. Apparently there's some similarities. Both the U.S. system and the India system are rooted in the British model.
Mm-hmm.
And
Common law, yes.
Yeah, there you go. So apparently, what it costs for one lawyer here, you can get 10 lawyers in India. The only thing they can't do is appear in court.
That makes sense.
We should start outsourcing breathing because it just gets really tiresome after a while, and you could do 10 times as much breathing, Rachel.
Probably.
That's a fact in India. We got a most emailed here from Yahoo News. Families will make the case for vaccine linked to autism. This is a pretty controversial issue, and this has been several years in the making that families who claim that a mercury-based preservative in vaccines triggers autism will come before federal court today. It's the U.S. Court of Claims Office of Special Masters. And they have a few boys who they consider to be test cases who got vaccines and developed symptoms. Their parents allege that the vaccines are what caused it. And basically, they're having this debate, even though a 2004 committee with the Institute of Medicine concluded there was no evidence that that vaccines containing thimerosal, which is the mercury-based ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
That,
used to be. Charged.
Yeah.
No longer.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. The judgment is not expected for several months, but this day has been many years in the making for these folks.
Yeah. And it's one of the most emailed on Yahoo. And Rachel?
I'm going to wrap it up here with one of the most emailed at CNN.com. The top 10 baby names, a list that's put together by the Social Security Agency, has been released. Top names, again, for the 12th year in a row for girls, Emily is number one. And for the 9th year in a row for boys, Jacob is number one. Our own Jacob Gantz should feel not special at all, frankly, because everybody else has named that too. Other BPP names, Isaac, the new Isaac Stewart Wolf. The name Isaac is 41.
Right?
It's kind of low. Yeah, we're going to the names
but
that aren't
still,
on the top 10.
But still, that's pretty good. When you consider how many kids are born every year,
true. 41's well, you know what? Good. Biblical names, in particular Old Testament names, tend to be very popular. Others on
Ezekiel,
the list.
Ezekiel, Jeremiah?
Not on there. No. Cassie, 781. Kind of low. But Milo, 548.
Little Milo.
Very unique. Very unique. So little
and actually, unique is somewhere in the 400s, I think. I ain't kidding. Matt Martinez.
Yes, I have one of the most viewed
Take
at NPR.org right now. You know, this is a story that we were actually talking about in our editorial meeting on Friday, and it's now one of the most viewed at NPR. It's
by NPR. Are you saying
NPR's,
they scooped us?
NPR scooped us. And we scooped ourselves.
Is there a bug?
How is that possible?
Is there a leak? Is there
yes.
a mole?
Is there somebody calling down to D.C.? It's a story by NPR's Elizabeth Blair. Commission calls for MLK statues redesign. It's a huge depiction of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and a government agency wants it changed. Here's Elizabeth with the story.
The Martin Luther King Jr. National Memorial is going to be big. The site for it is a 4-acre plot on the Tidal Basin, not far from the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials. Water, stone, and trees are the primary elements in a design inspired by a line in Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech.
With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope.
In the original design for the MLK Memorial, a bust of Dr. King emerges almost organically out of the side of the Stone of Hope. To get to the stone, you would walk through two rocks symbolizing the Mountain of Despair. That design won the competition set up by the U.S. Fine Arts Commission, the federal agency that approves anything that gets built on the National Mall, headed up by Thomas Lubke.
The central metaphor of the memorial's experience was Mountain of Despair. This is a difficult thing that our country went through, and Dr. King was the reason why he led this movement, and so he's part of the Stone of Hope.
But in the new model for the statue, Dr. King is much bigger. His arms are crossed defiantly, and he has a solemn look on his face. And that bothered the Fine Arts Commission. In a letter calling for revisions to the statue, Lubke wrote that Dr. King's character had gone from meditative to confrontational.
It looks more like the Stone of Hope is just a background. There's now a full body sculpture of Dr. King in a much more rigid, symmetrical stance.
The architects of the MLK Memorial are considering what modifications they'll make to meet the commission's request. But Harry Johnson Sr. likes the new idea of Dr. King standing tall. He's president of the Martin Luther King Jr. National Memorial Foundation. Johnson agrees that Dr. King's facial expression needs softening, but he wants the statue to be an expression of strength.
Bottom line is, what depiction of Dr. King do you want? Do you want a depiction of a African-American man not standing tall? Dr. King that we want to see is going to be a man, a warrior of peace, but not a warrior of wars.
The new design for the Dr. King statue was carved by Chinese sculptor Lei Yixin, and any controversy about his work is fodder for the people who opposed the decision to hire him in the first place. The Martin Luther King Jr. National Memorial Foundation was criticized for not hiring an American artist. Lei Yixin has carved many Chinese officials over the years, including communist leader Mao Zedong.
That's NPR's Elizabeth Blair reporting. You can see a picture of the MLK statue on our website, And you can find links to all the stories you heard on The Most by going to our website, npr.org/Brian Park.